You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
When people are like, what is it, Moderna, AstraZeneca, J&J? Nobody should know this much about pharmaceuticals.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Now, a lot of times, people are reduced to the dumbest thing they ever did. Like one time, I smoked weed on Joe Rogan's podcast. And now, all the time I hear, Elon Musk, all he ever does is smoke weed on podcasts. Like, I go from podcast to podcast, lighting up joints. It happened once. It's like reducing O.J. Simpson to murderer. That was one time.
It was one time. It was just once. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here. DanaLash.com. That was the Elon Musk who was hosting us. I watched some of the clips because I just, the cast members, I haven't watched SNL in so long because it just hasn't been funny. You know, getting in a political dig isn't funny. Just stating something that is contrary to what somebody else believes, it's not a joke. That's not a joke. Nobody shows up. Like, if you show up to a comedy show, you don't want to get lectured. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you show up to a lecture hall, you expect to get lectured. If you're, you know, if you're going to a class, you expect to get lectured. If you're going and you're watching SNL, you expect for it to be, well, I mean, maybe you don't anymore. I can't tell you when the last time that I watched it. This is the closest, watching the clips of it were the closest that I've come to watching it in almost 10 years.
Well, this was the first time I actually watched Saturday Night Live all the way through, commercials and all. Live as it was going, and I got to be honest with you, not many people were funny. Like Chad in Space was really a funny skit, but Elon Musk was the funniest guy this past Saturday
because he can laugh at himself. But that's what, I don't know when the left got so uptight that they can't even laugh at themselves anymore. When did that happen?
I don't know.
Like, they used to be really funny.
They got all upset about his Asperger's comment because apparently Dan Aykroyd was the first to have Asperger's, even though Elon Musk
says, I'm
the first.
Are they going to have a fight over that?
So they
Are they seriously going to have a fight over that? This is why aliens never, ever stop. They fly past Earth and lock their doors. This is why.
It's literally what
because
they're
doing. Because of this kind of stuff.
All Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe anybody would fight. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Just, you know, just have fun with it. Just have fun. Of course, I was wondering when somebody was going to get upset and what they were going to get upset over. But no, the stuff that I like, the skit where they said every conversation you've had since lockdown was lifted, that was pretty spot on. And there was one point where the girl, he was talking to this chick and she said, yeah, I had the vaccine. I went and got vaccinated. He's like, oh, that's awesome. Why don't you go tell everybody about it? Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? It was funny because that's kind of how it is, right? It's the new, everybody's got it's like the new hip new thing to do. Go and get vaccinated. Look at me. What vaccine did you get? I got the Louis Vuitton vaccine. What vaccine did you get? Oh, I got the Coach vaccine. Oh, you see, doesn't it seem like that? When people are like, what is it? Moderna, AstraZeneca, J&J. Nobody should know this much about pharmaceuticals, except drug dealers. Just saying. Unless you're a drug dealer, nobody should know this much about pharmaceuticals. It's disturbing. I don't know. The whole thing is weird. But he seemed like he was funny, the stuff that I saw. But what gets me is that everybody, it was trending for a little bit on Sunday. And I had a couple of these pieces. People were acting as though this is such a big deal. Is this a new moment for SNL? I mean, they're trying to get away from their East Coast base. Is this a new moment? What? How tone deaf is that? What do you mean, is this a new moment? Just not being jerks? Is that like a new moment in non-jerkness? I don't know. I mean, yes, there are people who would watch you if you weren't mean and just not funny. And this 80 Bryant chick. So this was like the big thing of the, like, she was in the opening that was pre-taped, I think, but then she wasn't throughout the rest of the show because she was very against his wealth. And so she was the one who retweeted the Sanders thing, like right when they announced that he was going to be hosting. 80 Bryant, who probably lives in like $1 million Manhattan loft and makes an enormous amount of money for not being funny. She thinks she's Melissa McCarthy and she's not. I watched Thunder Force. You won't top her. Just saying. The entitlement. The only entitlement I saw were the cast members who were like, I can't appear in a skit with Elon Musk. Okay, bye. No one's going to force you to. You don't have to work there either. You can go be unfunny somewhere else. Go attract tens of people. Some other audience. Go and do it. It's always the people who are the unfunniest that can't laugh at themselves. Everybody who is funny can laugh at themselves. Because they just, A, have a sense of awareness. And B, they're not entitled D-bags. They're just not. Just be able to laugh at yourself and have fun. Like when South Park does their stuff is hysterical. They make fun of everybody. There is nothing is sacred in their world. They make fun of everyone. It's equal opportunity offense. But he did a good job. He has like his little, you know how you can tell when someone's not comfortable in front of the camera and they have their little tics that they do normally. And like, my favorite thing about when I see people on camera who that's not their natural place because maybe like he's in a lab or on, you know, it's somewhere at the big factory they're building in Austin. But it's like people act differently when they're on camera. And by act differently, that's kind of a big phrase or a wide meaning. They act like they think they look off camera. Have you noticed this? Like the exaggerated kind of motions that they make. That's what they think they look like off camera. Or I'm going to act just like what a person would act like on camera. It's like, just be you. That's what cracks me up more than anything. His mom came out. She's very pretty and I like her accent. And she came out and she was very comfortable. I think she was a model or something previously. So she was very comfortable in front of the camera. And you could tell she didn't really do the stuff it was just funny to watch. And that actually made it funnier. And he knew that, I think. But it was, you know, he had jokes about himself and he made fun of himself. And I have to say, can we just like give credit to Kenan Thompson on that show, who is like the glue that holds everybody together? Can we just like give some credit to Kenan? Because didn't he start out on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, Good Burger or something. He was in that.
No,
movie.
He was like,
it was Kenan and Kel or something. Like it was a two kids Nickelodeon show. I think it was Kenan and Kel.
Yeah. I have to look at this now. This is bugging me so bad. Yeah. So he started Good Burger. So he did Good Burger, he did Mighty Ducks. Like second and third and a bunch of other stuff. Oh, he did Snakes on a Plane too. That's right. But he's been on SNL for like ever. And he's apparently like one of the coolest cast members because he didn't get involved in all that. He just wants to show up. He loves that he gets to make jokes for a living and he just wants to show up and have a good time. And it shows because he, even when everyone else isn't funny, he is. Because when he's reacting to people not being funny, it's hysterical. Because you can tell he's dying inside because they're so not funny. But he was in a lot of the skits. He's like the glue that holds it together. So you got to give it up for Kenan Thompson because he holds it down. But yeah, it was very amazing how the people were acting as though appealing to more than one side is considered, it's a novelty. It's just, can you believe that people are doing that? Can you imagine if more people did it? I am curious as to whether or not SNL is going to do something like this again, though. Whether or not they're gonna have somebody on similar to him again. We'll see. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
All right, so it's not totally a slow news day, but I've been fascinated by this bust up just because they didn't have a prenup, but they had like a separation agreement. Apparently, they've already divided up a lot of their stuff. But it came out, for those of you who follow any kind of story like this, Melinda Gates has been consulting divorce lawyers since October 2019 when Bill's meetings with Jeffrey Epstein were first revealed. Now, I'm not saying my mom is like all into this, probably. Like, look at this, I told you. Just saying. I just think that they both are sketchy people. Like, Bill Gates seems condescending, and Melinda Gates seems like the mean mother type, right? She just kind of has that aesthetic. I don't know. Maybe they're the nicest people ever, but if you want to believe that. Obama's dog, Bo, it's a dog, so it didn't live very long because dogs don't live as long as people. But it's a dog, and I still like all dogs. You know, I love dogs. But apparently, Bo had cancer. Bo the dog had cancer. And he passed away. He was a former first dog. And that was the Portuguese water dog that Kennedy gave to them when he was elected back in 2008. It seems like because that's kind of a short time. I mean, those dogs live a little bit longer, right? Yeah. Kind of sad. This seems like a terrifying idea. Scientists are training bees to identify the coronavirus infection. I really don't. I mean, how is this going to work?
What do they do when they find it?
Yeah, what are they going to do? Are they going to, like, get it out of you? I mean, how does this work? But they were given a sugar water solution reward every single time they were exposed to an infected sample. And they actually extended their little bee tongues to receive the solution. I'm not making this up. This literally is in the piece. Science, guys. Maybe they could, instead of having drug-sniffing dogs, maybe you could have bees do it. I think people would be a little more afraid of bees than they would, you know, dogs maybe. I don't know. Stick with us. All right, so one other thing here. I don't follow the Derby. I like horses. They're like big dogs. Everything I look at is as whether or not it could be a dog. Sidebar. I saw a video of a seal. I'm going to send you guys this. Seal or sea lion? I honestly don't even know the difference. They're both dog-like.
Sea lion? Does one have ears? The other one doesn't
Somebody
have
has,
ears?
One of them weird. Has whiskers, right?
I think they all have whiskers.
I saw a video. This was the last thing I watched before I went to bed last night. And I do weird things like this. I am one of those chicks. Like, my husband is right, almost, he's right at the cusp of sleep. And I go, if we had a sea lion, would it be like a dog? And could we keep it in the pool? And then he's like, why? Like, it's a question of, like, if I didn't have any arms or legs, like, would you take care of me and love me and do my hair and all that? Like, would you know how to flat iron? I mean, these are the weird questions that I ask. Anyway, I saw this video of this sea lion that was hugging this diver and acting like a dog with this diver. I'm going to find this video because we got to show it to you because I'm obsessed with it. And now I kind of want one. Used to, I wanted to taste them, but now I just want to keep it as a pet because it was adorable. And I love adorable animals. Everybody knows that that's the line for animal rights activism, right? Only the adorable animals. If you were going to be really honest about it, your animal rights group would be named that. Just saying.
There is a distinct difference between sea lions and
seals.
Thank
you for Googling this.
Apparently the brown sea lion.
They all look gray.
They walk on land more and they're large flippers.
How do they walk?
They have
on
larger
land?
Flippers and they have a visible ear flaps. Seals have smaller flippers. They wriggle on their bellies on land and they lack that visible ear flap.
So basically, does it have an ear flap? That's what
Pretty
I would
much,
be asking.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me out in the field? Does it have an ear flap? Which one is it? The whole reason to bring the tugboat to shore that I was talking about this because I don't, I don't really watch the Derby because we were talking about big things that are like dogs. Horses are kind of like dogs, right? Long memories. And I mean, I would love to have a horse, but I don't know that I would ride it because I like being in big, tall, giant vehicles, but horses have their own like personalities and I respect that. So like, I don't want to make you go nowhere that you don't want to go. Right. So maybe we'll just like walk together in a field. Right? We can do that. And I can feed it some apples. Don't buy my arm off. So anyway, Bob Baffert is the guy who owns the horse who won the Derby. Medina Spirit, who failed its post-drug test. We're going to talk about this coming up because he apparently is blaming cancel culture as to why all of this is happening. And, or at least that was a soundbite that he had. I am very confused about that because... So one of my friends who is a huge, huge Derby person, Kentucky. I like the Kentucky Derby because I love the hats and the mint juleps. We've talked about this, right? Like the mint juleps and the hat. Woodford Reserve, I know, is the official bourbon. Thank you. I know all of this stuff, right? I know names. I know everything about this. And the hats, which are amazing. But this is apparently, so my friend who's a big Kentucky Derby guy, like he actually knows the races. said that this guy's horse failed a drug test over 30 times in the past 4 decades. That doesn't seem like cancel culture.
No.
Just saying. I mean, not everything can be cancel culture. I feel like that needs to be established.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how the Russians and Chinese must be thrilled at how identity politics are becoming more important than protecting our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who changed the military and the VA and is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh my gosh. This woman's mugshot is, she's so smug in her mugshot. So this Florida woman, she gets in trouble. She was wearing a white bikini and she was walking a dog. She got into a fight with a Florida hotel manager at the pool. It was the Country Inn and Suites, and they called police because her name's Melody Jean Carr. She was at the pool. They did not remember her being a guest at the hotel. They said that she became upset and refused to identify her room number. And then she tried to leave on foot and then became aggressive because they called police. Police showed up and they told her she had to leave. And she, I mean, this is crazy. She said that the hotel manager called police because she was just jealous of her body. That is why that police were there. It wasn't because she was trespassing. The officer said she smelled like the inside of a liquor bottle. They actually had to take possession of her dog. I'm only concerned about the dog in the story. Like, if there's a dog in the story, that's the only thing I'm going to be concerned about. They said that an animal control officer had to take possession of the dog. Please, someone go and adopt that dog. Just be like the crazy lady who said the police were jealous of her. Go and... She's still in jail. She was charged with disorderly intoxication. No, wait, sorry. She has to go back. Her court date has to go back for her court date. But she was released on bond. But yeah, she said that the only reason that the police were called is because of that jealous, awful hotel manager who was just jealous of her. Or because you're drunk and crazy.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, thank you for listening to The Dana Show. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I'd like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to zbiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's zbiotics.com/RADIO radio and use the code radio RADIO at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.